Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Well, hello, my darlings. And I am dressed up all in black because this Saturday, May 22nd, is World Goth Day. And that is the theme for today's show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I am your host, DJ Medi Sin, but you can call me DJ Medi for short. We are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And today we have a killer lineup. He plays trumpet. He has horns on his head. Mr. Toby Dika. And he introduced me to this band called Crack Horror. That's right, we're finally going to get some crack horror on the show. And I call them Vancouver's favorite goth couple, Kat and Ari from Manticore Kiss. And finally, Dark Origin with two N's. All right, now let's start off the show with a band called Celestial Ruin. Here's Heart-Shaped Ashes.
The way the story my soul is leaving you behind. Mom, you walk, you trip back home. Couldn't you just beg your soul? What I had, not worth your time. Let me here to die inside. All these memories just fall far. See how far I come undone. Tears and tears fall from my lashes. A ratcheted, heart-shaped ashes.
All right, first up is Toby. So just to let you know that we have two versions of his interview. So the radio version, I had to edit and censor out so much. Okay, so you're going to be hearing lots of beeps and honks and cat noises. Yeah. And then there'll be the video version where we'll just play it as is. Okay, so let's get right to it. Here's Mr. Toby Dica. What? He's sleeping. Let's wake him up. Wakey, wakey, Tobes. Wakey, wakey.
Hello, Toby, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Glad to be here. How
are
you doing?
Please introduce yourself to the world.
Oh, well, my name's Toby Dica, Toby Misconception, some, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and you're in a band?
Yeah.
Is it Cocos?
Oh, yeah, Cocos and Friends, we had to put, because, yeah, it seems to get, like, more on the internet. It's harder to find stuff these days.
And what's the thing that you do with Razor?
Oh, that's a Cocos and Friends, for sure. And, yeah, man, I go out to f***ing Alberta and hang out with my buddy and f***ing make a couple f***ing albums in a month and, yeah, make sure my cat's taken care of while I'm gone. And I think I'm going to do that again this year.
Okay, so I can censor out his interview, but I'm unable to censor out his song. So Toby mentioned to me that he wrote the song for Kelly, Kel's Bells. And there goes the bells. And that is the warning to hide your children. Hide them! Because listener's discretion is strongly advised. Here's Coco and Friends with Let Some Bury Our Friends, right here on CJSF.
Watch the rocks chill with us. He spaced us and get fucked up. Come and watch us trip on the merry-go-round as kids. Spinning eternally faster. We're dizzy, we're puking, we're feeling sick. Later in life, it's simple as fuck. Had to deal with it. So let's unbury our friends, bring them back from the dead. Lightning bolts summoned to a rolling metal bed. So let's unbury our friends, bring them back from the dead. Now describe no hope inside, no peace, no cure, no bed. I wish my friend was equipped to take the memories of past mistakes. Ideals I once held so high, I choose to now forsake. All the love and all the hate, somehow they're both the same. Insane, I guess you know too well we share this bit of fate. And my dreams are quite obscene. They'll have us tripping out on laser beams. And machines don't do nothing but cover all our screams. What's it mean? What's the point? I get my nose right out of joint. Back to it, yet it makes no sense. Fire, water, let's go to men. Trying to swim under the sea. Getting buried underground in the land. Lungs working overtime like gills. First flopping around the sand. Can't stand alone on my own two feet. What's real? We never feel complete. I'm dying inside with something to hide beneath the spheres of wet concrete. Giving grease that squeaky wheel, recognize true defeat. I'm not discreet, I'm pretty stupid. In fact, I shit right where I eat. Never said I was an intelligent man. Smoke 50 cigarettes to get a tan. Out in the street with my dick in the hand. Praying to God for the promised land. Your master plan, your stupid sham. You fuck the man, going to hell. Never knew I could have ran. Again.
seeing visions, and it's putting me on edge. Walking into another dimension, we never get used to it. Went dizzy today, got warm, had to sit down by the river where the rain did spit. The machines were so fucking loud, they almost woke the dead. Kill switch, done being a morbid bitch. Not sleeping in a ditch with a 7-year itch. Faced by it, annoyed by it, makes you fucking twitch. The people I love who suffer the most don't wanna hear your rapid sales pitch boast. How about we gather one last toast? Can I give you my body, my soul to roast? Just stop telling me why I can't be me. Stop taking all the air that I breathe. It's not you, it's me. Mouth spitting in a tree like shit on fire. Feed me gasoline! There's me, I'm lean as a pop star, queen diet pills, amphetamines, keep it, fuck your hydromorph, give me CBD and THC, LSD, ketamine, GHB, DMT, serotonin and dopamine. So let's unbury our friends, bring them back from the dead, phosphorus, flash of gold, dead will rise again. So let's unbury our friends. Zombified but satisfied, we get to chill again. Lightning from summit to a rolling battlefield.
Okay, and tell us about the new video that just came out with The Limit.
Oh, The Limit, yeah. That's like New York guys, I believe. That's like all because of R.D. Kane. I have no clue. I've listened to the song a whole bunch and love and respect it. But
so he just directed how you should act and you just kind of did it?
Yeah, well, R.D. did it all. Yeah, he did. He told me what to bring, what to do, and that was his thing, man.
Did the video
a little bit,
yeah,
it wasn't too bad though.
Okay. All right, and then you were also in another video with Brass Action. Tell us about that one.
Okay, that one's pretty cool, man. They actually like paid me, like, because like I was like dude, I gotta take time off work and come hang out, and they're like, oh, whatever. They actually paid me to be in that video.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and like that video was super f***ing sweet. The director for that one, he like came in, he's like, man, yeah, that dude's f***ing awesome. He like had it like perfect.
I
What do you like about East Van?
Oh, I love East Van, man. I go through there every day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Name some shops you go to.
Oh, I like Blim. I f***ing like Blim.
Yeah? Blim's the
That one in East Van. Yeah.
Cool. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she does all like the illustrating and does all of the super cool all the design stuff.
Okay, show us your tattoos. What you got there? Oh, yes. We're getting the strip show right here, folks, right here on the Wham Bam East Van show. Two hearts. Okay.
Security.
All right. Thanks, Toby, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van show.
Thanks for having me.
This is Toby, and we're watching the Wham Bam East Van show.
And in the background, that was photographer Rod Grimm saying his famous line, security. All right, next we have the very addictive crack horror after the break.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past. The summit of surf, punk, rockabilly, and garage. And it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program that we call the Downliner's Crypt. Every Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And that was Grant's show promo, and I call him the cool grandpa of our CJSF family. And I really love his show because he plays actual vinyl for his show, and I love hearing that pause, and you can actually hear him put that needle down, and it makes me feel like I'm right at the station because I've seen him do it. Yeah, pretty cool. Arr! All right, I am dressed up in a Freddy Krueger outfit because I am going to introduce to you a band all the way from Wally, Surrey. Here's Crackcore. Hi guys, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. And please introduce yourselves.
I'm Needle Juice, and I'm definitely not pulling a paternity scam on a world famous bioexorcist.
I'm Penniless, and the darkest side of all is my backside, baby. And I always keep losing my pipe, though.
I'm the Grim Reaper, and I love soul music.
Well, you guys are looking spooktacular. So tell us what inspired you to create this band.
Ah, so you've not yet heard the legend of crack horror. Well, in celebration of World Goth Day, how about a little bedtime story?
'Twas a month and a half till the end of October, and all the town's venues and all the promoters were frantically scrambling to line up a bill that could give the town's people a spooktacular thrill. But all that came forth were the usual acts with their usual sets behind dollar store masks. The usual tropes would be used, but alas, gone was the spirit of Halloween past. But all was not lost, for in the back shed, the wicked was working on waking the dead. Yes, the unwanted siblings of world-famous fiends knew it was they who must save Halloween. they took to the stage, a sight so obscene, and thrashed the hell out of those memorable themes that twisted our childhoods and tainted our brains. They dug up old favorites from movies and games. From cult hits to classics, modern to 8-bit, they summoned them all and the crowd went apeshit. Their outfits were ghastly, their jokes were offensive, though clearly the production was not that expensive. And as for the name and from whence it came, 'twas a curse repeated again and again. In the witching hour, through silence it tore, there echoed the name of a band called
Crack Whore!
Name some of your favorite movies.
My favorite movie is Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things.
One of my favorite horror movies was Ginger Snaps. That opening credit scene has always stuck with me. And a lesser known gem, if you can find it, is May. That movie is incredible.
Well, of course, everything that George A. Romero has done. But my favorite of all has got to be this one. Dawn of the Dead, 1978, Director's Cut, baby.
Oh, they didn't say mine. Well, I'm gonna have to haunt them in their dreams. Alright, tell us about your song.
We shot this video as a promo for our very first live stream, Halloween 2020.
First time in 7 years that Halloween lands on a weekend.
But fortunately, it landed in the middle of a pandemic.
But fortunately, when we were walking around the middle of East Wally in the middle of the night, we brought our good friend with us.
Speak of the devil.
Michael Myers! And now, without any further ado, Halloween.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told it was nothing. No conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong.
I saw the boogeyman. I saw him outside.
And have you guys ever been to the Fright Nights at the PNE?
Fright Nights? Yeah, it's all right.
But if you want real fear, you want to be right here.
Brinkworth Dungeon!
Guys, for being on the show. Now, where can people find and follow you?
You can follow us on all the usual places, on Facebook and on Instagram at crack.horror. Bandcamp is where you can find our music and download our album Trick or Tweak for free. And if music videos are more your thing, check out Wally Exchange on YouTube. That's where you'll find any videos related to crack horror, including our Halloween special Splatterday Night Undead.
We're Crack Horror!
And thanks for watching.
Wham Bam East Wally!
Oh! Wham Bam East Van!
Yeah, that sounds a little better.
Yeah, it even rhymes.
Those guys are hilarious! Oh my goodness. And Penniless created all of the cool animation that you will see in the video version of the show. I must say, he's a sharp one.
Wow.
And that was Hex Knot by Mommy Fortuna, which is one of the bands that Kat Bestow is involved with. And she is joining us today with Ari, and they're going to tell us about their new song from Manticore Kiss. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kat Bestow. I'm a composer, singer, songwriter, co-owner of Coffin Party Productions, vocal coach, and the singer and songwriter and keyboard player for Manticore Kiss.
My name is Ari. I've been playing music for 31 years. I originally am from Alberta and moved to Vancouver in 2016. I'm also a promoter for our company Coffin Party Productions, as well as a session musician for over 20 different albums, including Chai Pig, Sail with Kings, Electric Audrey 2, Fifth Circle, and many more.
Now I think of you guys as Vancouver's goth couple. How did you guys meet?
How did we meet? Well, we met through a new music ensemble at music school. We immediately were drawn to each other, and we realized that we had incredible chemistry, not only with our music, but also as a couple. We went on a cross-country tour really early on in our relationship. And needless to say, it tested the very fiber of who we were, and in the end, it only made us stronger and closer together. Since then, we've embarked on several projects, as well as starting our own promotion company, and our combined passions and love for each other is what manifested Manticore Kiss and what it is today.
As you know, May 22nd is World Goth Day, and I'm sure it's Goth Day every day for you guys. So, just asking if you guys will be doing anything special.
World Goth Day, what will we be doing? Well, we're definitely going to be getting done up and strolling the suburbs to remind the world of the presence of goth. And definitely playing our favorite goth music all night long and getting spooky dancing.
Sounds like a fun time.
All right, now tell us about your new song.
The song that you're going to be playing is called Endless Whisper, and it's a very personal message. I wrote this song as a reflection in regards to mental health and my own personal struggle with PTSD from my 15-year career as a paramedic and firefighter. I was on a walk and got the news of another friend's suicide, and I just started writing. It took me about 20 minutes, and I had all the lyrics and music written together. We really want this song to be a message of hope in the darkness and an acknowledgement of everyone else's struggle with mental health. So it's an intense song, but it's a message that needs to be out there.
Necessary. Yeah, totally.
Time
already lost without an answer. Wounded hearts around, but we don't listen. Peace seems but a dream with one solution.
And that was Manticore Kiss right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, now who came up with the name and what is a manticore?
So who came up with the band name isn't so much the question. It was sort of a pretty mutual agreement. What a manticore is sort of the reason why. A manticore is a lion with bat wings and a scorpion tail. Ari's name means lion, and his nickname for me is Little Bat, and our music is the Kiss, is the Scorpion Tail.
And where can people find your music?
Where can people find us? Well, you can find us on most platforms, such as YouTube, Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, and our social media, of course, Facebook and Instagram.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having us. We're so thrilled to be here. We really appreciate the support.
Thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
And lastly, Ari, how do you keep your hair up like that?
How do I keep my hair up like this? Well, I sleep upside down.
It's true.
We are Manticore Kiss.
Wham, bam.
Ethan.
Thanks for the tip, Ari. I think the upside down thing is working. All right, next we're going to have an interview with Dark Origin after this important message.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. All right, so what is happening this weekend and every weekend? If you miss going clubbing, if you haven't heard of Restricted Entertainment, I totally want you to check them out on Twitch, because yeah, they have a free event. One is called Freaky Fridays at 8 p.m. with DJ Evelyn 13, and then Stomp and Swoon Sundays at 8 p.m. With DJ Pandemonium. And yeah, these guys put in so much effort into their shows, and there's so much fun. Yeah, I totally recommend that you make any size donation, because they keep the party going. What? All right, now we're going to go to our final interview. We're gonna head out and visit Oleg and Larry Leach down at the Rockery here in East Van.
Okay, and it's recording.
And we're live?
Hello.
Live.
Hi.
We're live.
Not ready for live, man.
Cheers. Look, I got my cup.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Woo!
All right. Introduce yourselves.
Oleg.
Larry Leach.
Larry Leach. Yes. Okay. And Oleg, what is the name of your band?
Dark Origin.
And where did that name come from?
I don't know. I was the last one to join the band, so I don't know the origin of Dark Origin.
Origin. Okay,
a Sumerian crypt.
When did you join the band?
July 25th.
Okay, yeah. And then how do you like it so far?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah, things move fast, you know. It's really good chemistry, and, you know, writing's going great. You know, the recording's going great, thanks to this guy.
Because
he always has rollies.
What do you play?
Lead guitar.
Okay, lead guitar. So okay. Awesome. Okay, so tell us about one of the songs.
I'll tell you about the album. It's great. You should definitely buy one.
What's the name of the album?
Dark Origin.
You can get it. Can you get it on Bandcamp?
Not yet. No.
It hasn't been released yet.
We're going to be going through CD Baby.
Yes.
So they'll be taking care of a lot of that.
You can preview it on YouTube.
You can preview it on our Facebook page, yeah. Dark Origin, two N's, for some reason.
Dark Origin with two N's.
Two N's.
So maybe there must be someone, a band that has the same name. So if you put two N's, yeah, right. You guys. So it's the Vancouver one with two N's.
They tried to steal their name.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so like I said, tell me about, like, I hear music in the
You like it?
Right
yeah,
now.
We are working on some of the mastering right now down here at Eagle Ears.
Okay.
Final stages.
Eagle Ears Suna.
Yeah.
What's the name of that song that
we were listening to? Serve and Suffer.
Want to come in and get a little clip of it and see what it sounds like?
I heard a little bit.
Oh, okay.
When
so okay.
I was visiting him. And then, yeah. Okay, so tell us about that song.
I really can't because, again, like this, all of this was written before I joined. Like, I have my input is, I interpret it my, you know, how I do. They give me a lot of room, you know, to write things, add things, you know, so there's that. But as far as, like how they wrote it 8 years ago, I have no idea.
Okay.
You know, it's, but it's good. It's,
good
you know,
songs.
I bet you it's got a lot to do with how we serve and suffer. It's in the name. Yeah, right? We don't, like, you know, what you see or what you get. You know, that's what we called the song. That's what it's about.
And how did you join the band? Like, how did you find them?
It was funny. It was just on Facebook. They recently let go of their last guitar player for some reasons we won't talk about. I wish. That was even worse. He said something political. What a monster. And Mike, who I was already friends with on Facebook, because just, you know, being in the local scene, I never met the guy, but he posted, obviously, you know, after the guitar player's leaving, he's like, well, we need a guitar player. And I was just, you know, I was being lazy. I was just like, well, you guys jam, because that's going to determine everything.
Right.
How far I have to go.
East Van.
Yeah. Well, East Van's fine, because, but I thought, because initially it said Bullies in New West. And it's not as bad as Langley, so I'm like, okay. So then it turned out it's even closer, because I live downtown.
Okay.
It's even closer, and yeah, it's a nice little spot.
What do you like about downtown? Like, is there?
Well, first of all, it's because I live really close to work now. Uh-huh. I don't have, you know, 5-10 minutes stumbling distance to work. You know, no need to deal with TransLink anymore, which was the worst of it. And it's great. It's great.
Is there any places that you like to go to eat or?
Not anymore, thanks to COVID.
But even there's still some places that are open.
Yeah, no, I don't trust them. Anyone who is willing to be open during the pandemic, I don't know.
I like to cook at home anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the best way. It's cheaper and
safest. You know. It tastes the best.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hear accent. Where are you from originally?
Ukraine.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually you don't hear the accent. I guess I drank enough. Yeah. The Russian's coming out, man.
What's a good Ukraine? I don't know. Dish or beer or what?
Borscht and borscht with alcohol in it.
There must be tons of different types of borscht, eh?
Well, not if you make it right.
No,
no, there's just one borscht.
Just one borscht.
Yeah, it's beets and beef. Right. Beets and beef. Yeah.
Okay, I've never had that one.
No.
I always tried it with chicken.
Oh my God! Yeah, blasphemer.
Chicken stock and no beef or nothing. Yeah, just chicken stock.
Oh, it's like, and it's got to have some bone in it too, you know.
Okay.
So like meat and with the bone.
You have
around.
To give me a recipe.
I don't know. I'm the consumer. I'm not the maker.
Phone up your grandma.
Yeah. Pepper, sour cream. It's the only way.
Phone your grandma, ask her the recipe.
She's dead, man.
She's dead. Dark
word. We'll do a freaking seance with a Ouija board, you know. Tell me about the board.
That's why we're talking about guitar player for Dark Orchard. He's like, he fits.
Awesome.
Yeah. I got dark and original ideas, man. Yeah, Dark Orchard on Facebook. Join us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check us out down to Eagle Ears.
All right, so thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam?
Thank you, man.
East Van! Thank you, man.
You guys are hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Man, whatever. All right. Hope you guys had a blast watching the show. And I want to thank all of my guests for participating. And thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Medi. Okay, we'll see you guys all next week. We're going to end the show with Dark Origin. Here's Serve and Suffer. Yeah.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Up. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Van.